Our next presentation will be by Simona Lang from the Connecticut Department of Health and on the success of 12 weekly doses of isoniazid and rifapentine as treatment for latent M. tuberculosis infection in Connecticut.
Good afternoon, everyone. As many of you know, TB is spread from person to person through the air. Latent TB infection describes the condition when a person is infected but has not yet developed TB disease. The body's immune system is keeping it under control and inactive. Persons with LTBI do not have TB disease symptoms and they cannot spread TB to others. But treating LTBI is a cornerstone of the U.S. strategy for TB control and elimination, as it represents the pool from which new TB cases will arise. The standard treatment regimen for LTBI has been isoniazid daily for 9 months without directly observed therapy. However, past efforts to treat LTBI with INH monotherapy have been limited by poor treatment completion attributable to the length of treatment and concerns about adverse drug events. Recent studies have shown that 12 weekly doses of isoniazid and rifapentine given by directly observed therapy is as effective as 9 months of INH, with high acceptability for patients, high tolerability, and high treatment completion rates. In 2012, following CDC's recommendations, the Connecticut Advisory Committee for the Elimination of Tuberculosis issued guidelines for Connecticut clinicians on the use of this regimen, which includes monthly physician visits, weekly assessment of side effects, and all drugs are issued from the TB control program at the State Health Department by prescription request. Through an enhanced passive surveillance system, we collect directly observed therapy logs, demographic, behavioral, and medical risk factors. This is an example of our DOT log where you can see we screen for symptom complaints. Today, I will be presenting data collected from the implementation in March of 2012 through December of 2014. So since that time, we have had 357 patients start on this regimen across the state. 55% are male, with a median age of 38 years old. 58% of these people are foreign born. The largest share of patients on this regimen are Hispanic Latino. And 50% of patients reported at least one symptom while receiving treatment. You can see that the most common symptom complaints are nausea, fatigue, soreness, numbness, tingling, or a combination of multiple symptoms. However, despite symptoms, only 24 patients experienced an adverse event which caused treatment to be stopped. The most common adverse events resulting in stopping treatment were elevated liver enzyme, fever plus other complaints, and a flu-like syndrome. We had 3 hospitalizations. However, one of these did go on to complete the regimen, which really highlights the role of patient motivation in high completion rates. The time from the start of treatment to the first symptom complaint really varied among different patients. However, a quarter of patients reported a symptom after just one dose, and 70% of patients who had any complaints at all reported it in the first 4 doses. Patients who did not report an adverse event until dose 7 or later were significantly more likely to complete compared to those who had a symptom early on in treatment. Using our multivariate logistic regression analysis, we found that elevated liver transaminases and fever were significant predictors of treatment discontinuation. So despite the symptoms and possible risk factors, we have seen a very high completion rate of 85%. To give you a comparison, although the data are a little bit less than ideal due to lack of standardized reporting for INH monotherapy, only about 58% complete that regimen. So we're seeing a very great success rate for this regimen here in Connecticut. And what this tells us is that the 12-week regimen is a great alternative to to 9 months of daily INH, and when feasible, it's worth considering as an option for all eligible patients and may be especially useful in hard-to-reach populations, for example, migratory workers, homeless populations, and it fits perfectly in a semester for students. We've had many of those. Some of the strategies we're working on in Connecticut to increase the use of the regimen are actively engaging community health centers and other providers to be the ones providing that directly observed therapy to the patients, and also looking for other ways to provide DOT through electronic technologies such as video DOT. We're very excited about the progress we've seen focusing on LTBI, and thank you so much for your time.